KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gau Media Station.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, 74th minute down at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Houston Dynamo down 1-0 to Sporting Kansas City in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So if you don't know what the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup is, it is a different competition outside of the regular league play in Major League Soccer. It is a tournament format. It does include amateur teams, but we're down kind of now down to Major League Soccer teams who enter the tournament at a different phase here. So if the Dynamo were to win tonight, they'll go to the quarterfinals. And they would be three games away from a title. And they would get FC Dallas in their next game. So if you're not really understanding what the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, it's sort of modeled after the FA Cup in England. By the way, Lamar Hunt, as we all know, so big in the NFL, but also so big with the sport of soccer here in the United States. Welcome into the show. There's soccer all over the city here tonight. Want to hear from you. you've got people playing at youth parks tonight, adult games going on, complexes around the city. You got the pro game all over the place. Dynamo and Sporting Kansas City. You got the NWSL Houston Dash playing next against Boston down at BBVA Compass Stadium. And then the big one over at Energy. Mexico taking on Ghana inside of a preparation game for both of those teams. Ghana prepping for World Cup qualifying. Mexico prepping for the Gold Cup. This is sort of their B squad. And by the way, not great news for Kubo Torres. Didn't get picked to the Mexico squad. So not good news for him. Does not mean he couldn't be added after group play in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. But not good for Kubo Torres from an international standpoint. From a Dynamo standpoint, that means he's going to be around here for the Dynamo next week against Montreal, this Saturday against the Colorado Rapids. So this week we're going tonight and Friday at 7 Central here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to go live to Energy Stadium tonight. We'll get updates and thoughts on Mexico-Ghana from ESPN's FC's Naib Moran and Soccer Matters' Victor Ariza. We'll also talk Mexico and Germany tomorrow in the Confederations Cup. So I'm not confusing you. There's two Mexico squads, one here in Houston to play at Energy Stadium. And there's still tickets. It'd be great to go over there tonight and see Mexico, Ghana. Ticketmaster.com. That's where you get them. Ticketmaster.com for Mexico and Ghana. They kick off at 8. And then you got the Confederations Cup squad against Germany tomorrow. So a couple of questions to put out there. What do you think of Kubo Torres not getting picked to the Gold Cup roster? What does that say about his situation in the pecking order at the striker position? Again, I had a feeling this was going to happen. I think people said because he's got 10 or 11 goals in MLS, that's a lock that he's going to get on the Gold Cup team. That's number one. Number two, Mexico will play Germany tomorrow. Quite frankly, it's probably more desirous from a winning standpoint to Mexico, because Mexico always wants to beat the Argentinas, the Germanys. Who doesn't? For Germany, this is a very youthful squad. This is more player development. It is more player assessment coming from their manager, Yogi Loeb. Now, we always see how Mexican fans and the fans of El Tri go 180. You lose to Chile, it's the end of the world. Let's fire Osorio. He's a nightmare. Well, he's gotten a lot of results for you. Part of the problem is the Mexican fan doesn't like this whole situation where Juan Carlos Osorio is doing this rotation policy. I will tell you, Rafa Marquez will go to the next World Cup, almost like an assistant coach. But Then when you get a couple of results, Mexico fans are, yeah, we're going to win the World Cup. I mean, it is so top to bottom. I love the passion. Don't get me wrong. But do Mexican fans of El Tri, national team fans, do you have your expectations in place? 713-780-3776. And everybody knows I'm a huge fan of the passion and the passion that Mexican soccer fans bring to the game. 713-780-3776 is a number here tonight. So weigh in on that. If you are on your way to Mexico, Ghana, what are your expectations tonight? I'd love for you to call the show. Again, 713-780-3776. If you're down at BBVA Compass Stadium, you're taking in the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. It's in the 79th minute. It's 1-0 Sporting Kansas City. It's a night where neither team has finished well, not playing their top strikers. No Kubo Torres, no Elise, no Kyoto. They're off with Honduras for the Gold Cup. And no Dom Dwyer for Sporting Kansas City. There have been chances for both teams, but the finishing less than stellar down there. 713-780-3776 is the number. Get your thoughts in here tonight. Are you on your way to see Mexico and Ghana? What are your expectations of that game here tonight? 713-780-3776. I will also give out tonight Manchester United, Manchester City tickets, and also CONCACAF Gold Cup. And we've got the Gold Cup here in Houston coming on July 11th. It's a doubleheader. These are great seats. Lower bowl. Costa Rica, the Ticos against Canada. Honduras against French Guiana. So 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. So let's get your calls in on what you're thinking about Mexico-Ghana, what you're thinking about the Dynamo against Sporting Kansas City. Lots of rumors out there as well. Gignac to the LA Galaxy. Tigres vehemently denying this. Could we see Gignac go to the LA Galaxy? We also have heard the rumor Wesley Schneider to LAFC. Love to see Schneider in the league. I know his wife is sort of in the celebrity side of things. She would love LA. You got to think about that when you're thinking about a player coming over here and potentially taking an offer. I think Schneider would do it on and off the field for LAFC. He would get that coveted central role that he loves as a playmaker. What do you think of Wesley Schneider potentially to LAFC? There are some murmurings about Alex being there's interest from Mexican League clubs in Liga MX. That wouldn't surprise me. And quite frankly, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That shows you the Dynamo have lifted their roster. There should be interest around Dynamo players that are performing. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Justin. Justin, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? I'm just driving to NRG Stadium to go see Ghana beat Mexico.
Yeah, so you're a fan of the Black Stars, huh?
I like to watch them play, but you know it wouldn't even be close.
I think it's going to be a great night. I think we're going to see some fans of Ghana out there. You know, Ghana's got a number of players from Major League Soccer teams. Asamoah Gyan is there. I also know that a number of regulars aren't there as well. But there are some guys like David Akam that are looking to prove themselves for Ghana as they prepare for World Cup qualifying. So I think you're going to see a very competitive game tonight because both teams are using players that are guys that are trying to make their mark also with the national team.
Yeah, well, I have my son here, and I had to take him with me, you know, because you may be saying it'll be close. It won't be a close game. Even if Mexico had all their full squad there, it still would not be close.
That's how confident you are about Ghana, huh?
Yeah, hey, look back to the last World Cup. They gave that game away to Germany. They had Germany beat.
No, listen. Everybody respects Ghana, but you better respect Mexico too. It's got a lot of young talent.
Well, No, the only I like their enthusiasm. I like their fans. The fans don't play the game.
All right, so I'll tell you what, Justin. I'm going to remember this, so you and I will talk. We can talk Friday night because I'm back on the air Friday night, and we can recap the Mexico-Ghana game. But you're telling me this is no contest tonight. It's all Ghana.
It won't even be close.
It won't even be close. Justin, you are on record, okay?
Yes. Too fast, too good.
All right, you got it. Justin, thank you very much for calling the show tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You and your son have a great time out there tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Oh, my pleasure. That's awesome. I love hearing Justin going with his son. How about that? The whole father and son thing going to games. There'll be a lot of that tonight at Energy Stadium with Mexico and Ghana. And, of course, we all know that Ghana is a team that's immense talent on that team. I don't think there's any question. And one of the stories is five or six players from Major League Soccer, including David Akam, who's also getting some rumors from the Turkish League. But he's a part of that very good Chicago Fire team that's just totally been rebuilt with Bastian Schweinsteiger, Janino, Dax McCarty, Nemanja Nikolic. So it's pretty interesting. All right. One of our great men here from Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, Victor Ariza, is out at the stadium. Let's go to Victor. And if you want to call in, 713-780-3776. Victor, what's the atmosphere like out there?
Glenn, it's a party down here, as it always is whenever Mexico comes to town. But they're not alone. There's also quite a bit of Ghanaian fans down here. You got the flavor from both sides, and you got drums from both sides. It's a lot of music and a lot of fun for a great night of soccer here tonight.
Man, I would love to be out there because I think you're right. It's two fan bases that will get into it and have a great time out at BBVA Compass Stadium. You know, we heard the news break that Kubo Torres, this was probably about an hour and a half ago, did not get added to the Gold Cup roster. Does this surprise you? Didn't necessarily surprise me.
I guess it's just a little off, maybe, because we don't know the criteria, but I think they're obviously, I'm talking about Osorio and Pompilio Paez obviously managing this team here, since the rest of them are out in Russia for the Confederations Cup. So I think they're doing good with the group that's here. They asked for a little bit more time yesterday because they wanted to see one more training out of them. I think it does strike a bit of a surprise because we all kind of thought that Eric, was, because of the season he's been having in Major League Soccer, the 11 goals up there, among the top scorers, that he would have been here, considering also that, you know, Pulido fighting an injury, as well as some other guys. But, you know, in the end, it'll be more motivation for Torres, right? And the Dynamo, it's good news for them because Saturday night, when they go to Colorado, a place they haven't won since 2008, well, they're going to have one of the best players on the field.
Yeah, and hopefully Kubo can hold the ball up in Denver, allow everybody to get up the field because it's a difficult place to play at altitude. Is there any truth to, you know, Juan Carlos Osorio? We know he has a level of respect for MLS, but we also know that he is pushing players to go to other leagues, including La Liga in Spain and to Europe. Does that sort of, in any way, shape, or form, you think, in your mind, does that hinder Kubo in getting selected to this Gold Cup roster?
I don't know if it's that exactly. I mean, Osorio's been on the show, right? He's told you he has the respect for MLS, I think. I think maybe it might be in digging a little deeper in the way that Kubo's had a season going this year. I mean, he's only had now three goals in a run of play. Maybe they would have liked to see more of that. I think also just, you know, maybe the fact that, you know, look at how Giovanni's been playing in Russia. You know, you can see the difference in level in the league, and maybe that's something that's against Eric at this moment. But, you know, Eric's still on the list of the 40 players. Just, you know, we saw, well, we've seen this before in the Gold Cup after the group stage. Managers can kind of tinker a little bit. So it's not like Torres might not be able to play in this tournament. But, yeah, I would think maybe the league might have something to do with it. And you know, Torres said before, he wants to go to Europe. Maybe this extra motivation for him is try to fulfill that dream.
All right, Victor, thank you for the great update. We'll try to get back out to you again here in this first hour as we get closer to kickoff, just to give us a sense of the atmosphere. Thank you, Victor.
Yeah, we got some stuff on the Twitter as well. If you want to go on Soccer Matters Twitter, we've got some video of the party here early. So if you guys want to go check that out, thanks,
yeah,
Glenn.
You better be in the middle of that party. Thank you, Victor. Have a great time out there. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, thanks.
That's Victor Ariza, does some great work for us here. Let's go to the phone lines. Josh wants to talk about Mexico, Ghana as well. Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good, Josh. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually on my way to the game right now from Beaumont just to watch a good match. I'm actually a U.S. national fan, of course. I just wanted to say on behalf of all the U.S. fans, we'll be in red, green, and white tonight hoping Ghana gets smashed by more than 10 goals because I'm tired of them knocking us off every big stage. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you know what? I like the fact that Josh is coming in from Beaumont, and you know what he said? It's pretty good. Just says, hey, I want to see a good game. So Josh coming in from Beaumont, Texas, these international games here in Houston, remember, draw people from all over the world. Not only all over the U.S., but when Manchester United and Manchester City come to town, there is no question you're going to get people, a lot of people coming from England. It's part of a vacation. They'll follow the team around in the country. It's destination. Dynamo now in the 89th minute, down 1-0 to Sporting Kansas City on the brink of elimination in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We're going to take a break here. Again, a reminder, you can still get over to Energy, Mexico and Ghana. Ticketmaster.com. Get over there now. It's going to be a good game out there tonight. I'll tell you why. Because there's a number of young players that are going to want to impress managers in a World Cup year. Number two, Manchester United, Manchester City coming here. It's been a huge year in sports in Houston. It's going to get bigger. These two teams are world brands. They come to Energy Stadium July 20th, 8:30. Manchester Derby, two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. By the way, in light of the recent tragedy, part of the ticket portion will go and be donated to victims and their families. InternationalChampionsCup.com for your tickets. InternationalChampionsCup.com. And right now, caller number 6. You get a pair of tickets to Manchester United, Manchester City at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Let's get after it. 713-780-3776. If you're on your way to Mexico, Ghana, want to hear from you. If you're down at BBVA Compass Stadium, well, it's not good news. The Dynamo down 2-0 to Sporting Kansas City on the brink of elimination in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup here in the fifth round. So it looks like the Dynamo are going to exit, barring a miracle here in the final minutes. Quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Doesn't matter what type of accident you're in. Could be car, boat, motorcycle, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com, working for you 24/7 nights and weekend. My thanks to John Daspit and his firm. They're big fans of soccer as well. It's bilingual over there also. So you love the sport of soccer. Throw your business to people who are supporting the game. That's what Daspit Law is doing. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. The same thing goes for Budweiser. And I remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio. Post up at a pool. Come out to a Dynamo game. Listen to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 with me each and every week. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, Wednesdays at 7, and this week, Friday. So we're reminding you, it is Friday. Again, tickets for the Gold Cup. It's a doubleheader. Goldcup.org. Tickets for Manchester United, Manchester City, internationalchampionscup.com. And then Mexico, Ghana's tonight. You still got time to get out there. Ticketmaster.com for your tickets. You can get tickets at the stadium as well. Mexico, Ghana tonight. You can see some of the players that played in the World Cup for Ghana, including Asamoah Gyan. It's over at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Dynamo go down 2-0 to Sporting Kansas City. Want to get your thoughts tonight? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go back to the phone lines and Mark. Mark, what's your thoughts tonight? You were down at the Dynamo game?
No, I wasn't down there. I couldn't make it over there. I wish I could have been, but you know, working the way. But I was watching online though. Yep. And I was just disappointed from the get-go, you know, seeing the lineup that they put out there. I mean, because, you know, it's just something that you need to take advantage of, the fact that we had the next two games here at home, you know. I mean, players like Manotas who are young, you know, Kubo, Elias, you know, they're all young. I mean, you know, I don't understand why they're not playing in this tournament, you know.
Well, I hear where you are, and this is a great talking point, and I'd like others to weigh in. 713-780-3776. I don't think there's any question that Wilmer Cabrera tonight has made a statement that MLS is more important than the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And Saturday they take on Colorado. Now, Elise and Ramel Kyoto are gone, so they weren't available anyway. Manotas would have been available, and so would have Kubo Torres, because Torres did not get picked to the Mexico squad. But, you know, look, it was opportunity for younger players. I hear you from where you're coming from. Would be a wonderful thing to have FC Dallas here and build that game up at home with the next two games at home. So it was a nice pathway to the final of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. But let's be honest, what's more important, getting into the MLS playoffs or the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup?
No, but I mean, listen, Glenn, I mean, you know, I understand that, but I mean, you know, like the simple fact is, I mean, and MLS, I mean, we're positioned pretty good. We're in second place in the conference. You know, it's not nothing, you know, where these are young players. I mean, you know, we always talking about how we want to grow this league and how we should compare ourselves to the other leagues in the world. I mean, hey, people, the English, the Premier League players, they play the FA Cup. The Spanish, the Liga players, they play in the Copa del Rey. You know, Copa Italia, the main players play. I mean, all these soccer players, they play a lot of games. Kyoto and Elias, they're off San Honduras. Bonilla Garcia played today. He's an enduring, you know, Gold Cup team. I mean, granted, he might be off the bench or whatever, but I mean, it's just one of those things where I don't understand. I mean, this is a clear path to the Champions League, you know, where we can get more money, more exposure, you know, more, you know, a brand out there for the Dynamo. So I don't understand. I mean, you know, it's just one of the things.
I don't think they went into the game not wanting to win it, and I think there was a blend of some experience, and a lot of youth. But I don't think there's any question by watching the game. This wasn't an MLS caliber game. The finishing was really subpar, you know. And look, it was opportunity for others that the Dynamo might believe that one day are going to come up and help their team. But I understand where you're coming from, and I understand the frustration. But just by the attendance down there, you can see that in Houston, nobody's really that concerned about it. Now, over on ESPN FC. Over on ESPN FC, ESPN right now, is Bastian Schweinsteiger in the Chicago Fire, and they're playing in front of 30,000 people in Cincinnati. Now, Chicago, knowing that, probably has to field a better lineup, don't they?
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, granted, I mean, you had the Mexico game here today, and then there's a business.
Yeah, but come on, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup hasn't been promoted, and it's never been something that has drawn a lot of fans. Let's face it.
No, it hasn't. I mean, but you know. And that's another thing. I mean, obviously, as well. I mean, I don't understand why there's no television broadcast for it. I mean, you know, or something. I mean, there's as much as there's so much other things on TV that don't really get any views or anything like that. For something as prestige as the 104th edition of this U.S. you know Open Cup. I mean, come on. You know, so we need some, you know, television presence. And I understand that. You know, and obviously the attendance at the game doesn't. So, you know, obviously shows how much people care about it. But, I mean, you also got to take other things into account, the fact that Mexico national team is in town.
I'm not going to blame on the Mexican national team. Listen, here's what
I
think.
I'm with you.
I want this thing to be taken more seriously. More importantly, I want the CONCACAF Champions League to be taken more seriously by MLS because there's even bigger gains to be made. This is a cup, Lamar Hunt Open Cup that's been around forever. I love the whole David Goliath story where Christos FC can be in the thing, a pub team, and score a goal against DC. And you know, I mean, I think that's nostalgic. I think it's romantic. But, man, we're trying to sell a lot of stuff. And I don't know how it's going to happen. There's smarter people out there than me. Look, if you had your choice this year, winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup and a trophy, or getting into the playoffs, which of the two would you take?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you got to look at it both ways. I mean, because, I mean...
You got to answer the question. It's one or the other. There's only two choices.
I would take the Open Cup win. Because, really? You know, then I would go into Champions League. I would play against teams from other leagues, you know, and instead of being a friendly, you know. So I would have a chance to go against the Liga MX, you know, go against the top teams in Costa Rica, go against the top teams, you know, in these other countries, you know, instead of playing friendlies and all these other charity cup things instead of, like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm tired of friendlies, too. I'm with you on that one.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, it's great that, you know, we get Chivas over here or Cruz Azul or whoever or Monterrey or whatever. But I want to play them in a real game where something's on the line.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know what I'd love to see with the Charities Cup, something. And again, I understand it's not a real competition, but I would love to see something done with one of the clubs in Monterrey every year.
Yeah.
Let's go. One year we go to Tigres, 1 year Tigres comes here. Or 1 year we go to Rayados, 1 year Rayados comes here.
Yeah. Or why don't we do something like the Audi Cup or something, like, or the Emirates Cup, where we have four teams or six teams, whatever. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure this is with all the connections we have to Liga MX and other teams, you know, this and that. We can get like a little 14 thing going on, you know, whatever, instead of a one game charity cup where, you know, we're bringing up players from our RGVFC, which is fine. I'm not knocking that. I mean, Memo Rodriguez played pretty good, you know, in the game where I was watching it today. You know, but I mean, other than that, I mean, you know, something. Let's put some thought into it. You know, instead of just one game.
I'm feeling you, and I really like your passion, Mark. I'm feeling it because, you know, you're looking at this tonight, going, hey, this was a real opportunity, and you know, you could have been playing FC Dallas in the next round. You had a nice path to the final. And on the other hand, you're Wilmer Cabrera, and it's your first year. And really, you're going to be judged on whether you make the playoffs or not. That's the bottom line. You're not going to be judged on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which a lot of people don't understand, winning that as opposed to making the playoffs are two very different things to this fan base in Houston. We still have to get out more of the hardcore soccer fan down to BBVA Compass Stadium. We have a lot of them, but we got to get more. Listen, I got to get to Naib Moran, but I really appreciate you bringing this topic up, Mark. We'll be back on the air Friday if you want to continue on with it after you think about it some more, even.
For sure.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much. I like that from Mark. So we'll put it out there, 713-780-3776. Do you want to win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup at the expense of playoffs, or do you want to get back into the playoffs? Because it's been a drought down here. All right, let's go out to Energy Stadium. He's a writer with ESPN FC. He is very, very good. Naib Moran is joining us now. Naib, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Naib. How are you?
Good, Glenn. Good to hear you. Thanks for having me on the show right
now. Yeah, good to have you on. I hear you've been out there doing body shots before the Mexico-Ghana game.
No. I mean, right now we're sort of preparing for this match, Mexico's first friendly, before they take on, you know, the Gold Cup on July. They got a friendly today, and they'll have one against Paraguay in Seattle in the next days.
So let me ask you a question. What's the ultimate goal here? Because I see this as a real opportunity for Mexico. I know people are conditioning this in a lot of different ways. But this is Mexico against an African country. It's a different playing style, obviously. It's a potential team you could meet in a World Cup. But there's also a lot of young, hungry players here that are going to be getting assessed, are going to get a great opportunity tonight in front of a big crowd under real good game conditions here. So I see this as a win-win for Mexico. I don't see this split squad thing as something negative. I see it as a positive.
No, Glenn. I think you have a lot of – I think you have a point there. You know, for example, right now you see what Germany has been doing over there in the Confederations Cup and kind of taking this mixture of experience and youth and their national team. Well, this national team that Mexico will put on in the Gold Cup has similarities with that German national team. There's a lot of youth and experience in the team, and it's really looking into that possibility that 4 to 6 young Mexican players in this national team can potentially battle for a place in the next year's World Cup, you know? So I think Mexico has been able to win U-17 World Cups. They won the gold medal in 2012 over there in London. They've been working well, the youth systems, specifically over there at Chivas, Pachuca, Santos, Atlas. And I think this particular team that we're watching, that we will watch tonight and we will watch in the next following weeks, is a team that has a lot of great young players, no? And their opportunity to impress Juan Carlos Osorio and his coaching staff.
So a number of good names. There's familiar ones on this roster. Alan Pulido. We've got guys, very experienced goalkeepers with Moises Munoz, Jesus Corona. And then you got some other talents that are blossoming. Orbelin Pineda is one of the ones people would look at. There's a couple of players from Monterrey and Tigres as well. Who's another one? Maybe Martin Barragan of Necaxa. Who are you looking at tonight that you want to really see make an impression here on the Mexican staff?
I think tonight I really want to see exactly, for example, Eric Gutierrez, midfielder from Pachuca, and Rodolfo Pizarro, a midfielder from Chivas. They both were born and raised in the Pachuca youth system, but now Pizarro made the move from Pachuca to Chivas, and just a month ago, he won the league with Chivas. These are two players who I think are, you know, special. They got a good vision. They have a lot of potential. I mean, I don't know if you saw, Glenn, but the move that Irving Chucky Lozano just made to PSV from Pachuca, these players that I just mentioned to you are from that generation. So I see a lot of potential in these two. I also want to look at Cesar Montes from Monterrey, a bulky center back, tall, you know, not your typical Mexican center back. I made a joke yesterday. It's like every time I see him, he seems to be growing a bit more. you know, so this is a guy that really has a lot of potential to play in one of the top European clubs, I'd say, Cesar Montes, because he has this body build that is so natural, and he's barely entering his 20s. So I think these are three players that I want the people to look at, you know, Cesar Montes, Eric Gutierrez, Rodolfo Pizarro, and also the one you mentioned, Orbelin Pineda. Since 2015, when he made his first division debut, I mean, he's been nonstop. I mean, he's been just racing the bar every time he takes the field, a complete midfielder who's box-to-box, kind of. And, you know, Mexico has a great talent coming up.
Boy, they really do. 713-780-3776. Joining us is Naib Moran. He's out at Energy Stadium. Excellent writer for ESPN FC. I would urge you to go over there and do some reading of Naib's stuff, because it's excellent. The whole rotation policy with Osorio, are you buying that the players like this? Because being a former professional soccer player, I know a rotation policy. I'm thinking about it right now in the way Osorio does it, and it really does keep a lot of people engaged. It can be frustrating for players as well. Do you really think the players like this whole rotation policy that is Osorio's genius?
Well, Glenn, I think one of the things that is helping Osorio with this rotation policy is the result. You know, it's one loss in official games, and it was that disastrous loss that, you know, it just comes up all the time. But, you know, when you look at his record, especially what has happened in the hexagonal with the win in Columbus, you know, before the hexagonal, they actually, El Tri got a win in Canada, and it's been a while. It had been a while since they got a win in Canada, and also a win in Honduras and El Salvador as well, you know, since 1993 or something like that. So this is a team that is building that confidence from victories, and the rotation policy has been an integral part of it. You know, I just think that, like you said, Glenn, I mean, at the end of the day, if you give an amazing performance in one game, and then in the next game you're on the bench, it doesn't make sense, kind of. You know, it's like, what's wrong? I just had a spectacular game. I had 2 assists, a goal. But the next game, I might be sitting down.
Because that's a form of motivation for a player. You're bringing up a tremendous point here, Naib.
Yeah,
a form of motivation for a player is performance. If you've performed well, you want to play again.
Exactly. And I think that at the end of it all, I think that's been the key so far in the Confederations Cup. You know, it's 7 points in the group stage. You know, they got the win against Russia over there in Kazan, and the team, you know, the national team since 2010, it played South Africa in the 2010 World Cup, and they got a draw. They played Brazil in the 2013 Confederations Cup. They lost. In the 2014 World Cup, they play again against Brazil. They got a draw. And now in 2017, with Osorio, with his rotation policies, they beat Russia in a must-win scenario. So, look, tomorrow against Germany, we might see changes. We might see someone like Carlos Vela, who's probably Mexico's most talented player, on the bench because of this rotation policy. What's going to happen? Vela's going to be on the bench against Germany. And if Mexico beats Germany, Carlos Vela is going to eat the whole field in the probable final against Chile. So these are all mechanisms, small details. I think, Glenn, you can agree with me. Football is about small details. And if there's someone that really takes care of those small details, it's Juan Carlos Osorio.
Well, there's no doubt he's a detailed guy. I've had interviews with him when he was back in his MLS days, and we're going to play an interview that we had with him a little later in the show. But he is certainly definitely very detail-oriented. The thing that I think is a real big piece in this, and I don't know if I've heard this too much, but I think Rafa Marquez is going to go to his fifth World Cup. He's going to join Lothar Matthäus. He may join DeMarcus Beasley if he goes with the U.S. as the only field players to ever have played in five World Cups. But I think he, as the star and leader of this team, even though he's not playing, I think he's going to be brought in a sort of liaison role, almost like an assistant coach and a connection to the squad for Juan Carlos Osorio. Because if Rafa says it, it will go. And if Rafa hears people complaining about the rotation policy, he can obviously go in there and do good work as a guy who's connected to the team for Osorio. Because, look, Rafa Marquez one day is going to want a position with the Mexican Federation, potentially as a coach. Who knows? But there's something at stake in it for Rafa, too. So I think that is a real big piece with the dynamics of the Mexican national team.
No doubt about it. I think, Glenn, it's an excellent point that you just brought up, describing the situation that Rafael Márquez is living. I mean, he's a legend for Mexican football. What he did in FC Barcelona is incomparable. Not even Hugo Sanchez was able to do that kind of feat over there in Spain, winning a Champions League. I think that's something that Hugo Sanchez knows that, you know, was something that he couldn't do, even though he was just extremely successful on the scoring rate and all the scoring titles he won. But Rafa Márquez, that's what he is right now. He's an assistant coach. He's really connected to what's going on in the team, you know, speaking to the defenders, specifically Néstor Araujo, Héctor Moreno, even in the midfield, you know, with Héctor Herrera, who has taken this role as Mexico's defensive midfielder. And Héctor Herrera is really not your typical defensive midfielder, kind of like Casemiro, who's playing right now in Real Madrid. And I think that's kind of the example of what a perfect defensive midfielder is. But, you know, he's doing it all right. And I think that leadership, but also the history behind what he represents, is really fundamental for Osorio moving forward.
Naib, as always, great stuff out there at Energy Stadium tonight with Mexico and Ghana. If you still want to get out there, it's Ticketmaster.com for tickets. You could still get out there and see a great game tonight. Naib, as always, thank you very much.
No, great pleasure, Glenn, as always.
All right, that's Naib Moran, ESPN FC. Catch his writings there at ESPNFC.com. Couple of quick words here. Gorgeous Gale, you want an Irish pub with an Irish feel? The Gorgeous Gale is the place for you. Head over there, say hello to Peter, get a pint and a bite, whiskey offerings, open field, lots of monitors, outdoor patio, thegorgeousgale.com. The Gold Cup returns to Houston. Group A doubleheader at BBVA Compass Stadium. Honduras will take on French Guiana. There's going to be a ton of Hondurans out there. The same day, the Ticos of Costa Rica, who did so well in that 2014 World Cup, goes head-to-head with Gold Cup champion from 2000, Canada. Tickets start as low as $30. Get yours today at goldcup.org. July 11th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Goldcup.org for your tickets. Manchester United versus Manchester City. Tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. Who's going to want to miss that spectacle? And again, Mexico, Ghana tonight, Ticketmaster.com, or I'd get out to the stadium right now. You'll be able to get in. Gold Cup CONCACAF.org. And right now, sixth caller, you'll get a pair of tickets to the CONCACAF Gold Cup doubleheader at BBVA Compass Stadium July 11th. These are lower bowl. You get two games on July 11th. Sixth caller right now at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, that's Tame Impala. This is some pretty hip music, and we got turned on to this tonight by our man Intern Trey. Intern Trey hooked us up with this. He had the T-shirt on. He's got the best rock and roll collection of T-shirts. I appreciate you playing that, Tyler. That's good.
Just
I like
for you,
this,
Glenn. Just for you.
I like the psychedelic sound.
I know you were probably curious, so yeah. I figured. Let's play it.
It's a nice beat to this. I'll be downloading some of this. 713-780-3776. A couple of things here I want to get out real quick. Let's not forget to remind you that there's a whole bunch of soccer content coming through here. And I know you're hearing it a lot, but it's what we do. Goldcup.org, doubleheader, down at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's one you're not going to want to miss. That's July 11th. You're going to get Costa Rica down there. You're going to get Honduras, French Guiana. You're going to get Costa Rica and Canada. Tickets as low as $30. Get them today at goldcup.org. That's July 11th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Before I go tonight, we'll give out another pair. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776. Thoughts on Mexico-Ghana if you're on your way there. Thoughts on the Dynamo loss tonight against Sporting Kansas City in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Would you take an Open Cup trophy over getting into the playoffs? I wouldn't. But you might. Tell me about that. Is it a disappointment tonight that the Dynamo went out? I have to think yes, it is. But the big picture is the playoffs and the Colorado Rapids. And by the way, the Western Conference, even though the Dynamo were in second place, it's pretty tight. It's pretty tight. 713-780-3776. Also, Kubo Torres not getting selected for Mexico's Gold Cup squad. Reminder here for Bud Light. Nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Lights. Summer is here. Get out on a patio. Go out to the pool. But most importantly, grab your friends in an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light is an official beer sponsor of Soccer Matters here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on ESPN 97.5. And don't forget, we've got a special edition Friday show on Friday. We are going to do a lot of previewing of the Dynamo Colorado. We're going to do a lot of reviewing of Mexico and Germany tomorrow as we set up the Confederations Cup final. Right now, it's pretty amazing on television. FC Cincinnati, it looks like they got 30,000 people. It's an unbelievable atmosphere here against the Chicago Fire in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And then you look at the interest for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup here in Houston, and it's not high. Stadium was not very full. This Cincinnati thing, because of this attendance and Schweinsteiger and everybody there, has prompted ESPN to then go and put this game on television. It was originally going to be on ESPN3, so full-blown production here. 30,000 fans. This looks amazing. And this is tremendous for the saleability of Cincinnati to become an MLS team. This is great promotion for them. Although, you know who I want to get promoted into Major League Soccer or be added in expansion. That's the word I should be using. That would be San Antonio FC. And I got to tell you, I think they've got a good inside track because of Spurs ownership. That is strong, solid ownership. That is a club in San Antonio FC that could create a regional rivalry along with the Dynamo and FC Dallas within the constraints or not within the constraints, but within MLS. So I think my heart's going to be with San Antonio because I'd love to see another team in Texas just creates more rivalry, more opportunity to go to games. Manchester United, Manchester City, it's coming. And it's been a big year here in Houston, and it's about to get bigger. Two of the biggest, most successful teams in the world are coming to Houston July 20th. Energy Stadium, it's 8:30. It's the Manchester Derby. It's never been played outside of England. Two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. And in light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, a portion of all the ticket sales will be donated to the victims and their families. InternationalChampionsCup.com. And guess what? Sixth caller right now will give you a pair of tickets to Manchester United, Manchester City. This is a big get if you win this. Sixth caller right now at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to that. Daspit Law Firm, we also thank them very much for their contributions always on this show. John and his firm, personal injury attorney, 713-322-4878. It doesn't matter whether you're accidents, car, boat, motorcycle. The Daspit Law Firm will assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Again, GoldCup.org for your Gold Cup tickets. InternationalChampionsCup.com for Manchester United and City tickets. Ticketmaster.com. Great news from our benefit with Norman Whiteside and Bobby Tambling. Our thanks to Houston Red Army and the Bayou City Blues. Over $7,000 raised for Curing Children's Cancer Fund. So a big, big thank you. Also, Marcelo Balboa coming up next. Part one, we'll play part two on Friday. And again, Friday, we'll be back on the air at 7 Central. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break. We're coming back with more. Marcelo Balboa, former U.S. international, he's up next.
ESPN 97.5.